Now to isolating tennis players and other stories, here's Darren Frehill.
Yes, good morning, Mary. Very busy morning at that as well. In the last couple of hours, two more players in quarantine ahead of that Australian Open have tested positive for COVID-19. Now, the tournament begins on the 8th of February and players are living under strict quarantine rules. Many of them can leave their accommodation for some training during the day, but over 70 of them are confined to their hotel rooms as a result of positive tests on board their charter flights. Now, for more on this, I'm joined by Shane McGuinness. He's a broadcaster with 3AW. In Melbourne, he joins me on the line, an old friend of the show at this stage. Shane, great to have you on board again. Can I start by asking you about Novak Djokovic? Not happy. Can you tell me why and fill us in on some of his alleged demands?
Darren, good to be with you. It's quite remarkable the demands that Novak Djokovic had made to Craig Tiley, the tournament director, saying that he believed that players who are in a forced lockdown for the next 14 days should be allowed to have their quarantine period shortened down to just 7 days. He said that those players, given that they can no longer go out and train at the Melbourne Park precinct, should be given houses somewhere in Melbourne that have tennis courts so that they can still train. And instead of being quarantined by themselves, that they should have access to their coaches so that they can still plan for the Australian Open. Now, as you can imagine, this has been met with anger and I'd say disgust by a number of Victorians, particularly here in Melbourne. We had a hard lockdown here last year. There was a huge surge in COVID cases. We were able to come out the other side, thankfully, but no one wants our current COVID record, in which we have no community cases, put at risk by the Australian Open.
Sure. Now, the Djokovic demands are one thing, but then tell us about the girlfriend of another player who has an issue also, maybe looking for access to a hairdresser.
And this is where people really shake their heads, Darren. Bernard Tomic is a former Wimbledon quarterfinalist. His ranking has since slumped to in the 200s in the world, but his partner is an Instagram star. Vanessa Sierra is her name, and she went on Instagram and said that quarantine is tough, that it's hard because she has to wash her own hair. She's never in her life, Darren, washed her own hair before. She's always had a hairdresser do it, and she can't believe how tough quarantine is. Again, as you can imagine, this doesn't sit well with the Victorian community, especially when so many people have had to do the 14 days quarantine here in Australia. Anytime you return from overseas, you must do 14 days quarantine. And it's fair to say that the tennis players, the hotels that they're in, they're pretty comfortable by anyone's standards.
Sure, the mind boggles, Shane. Just finally, you gave us some indication of how the locals are feeling towards these episodes, but what's the feeling to the tournament going ahead at all?
I think there's great reservation. Now, I'm biased. I love the tennis. I cover the tennis for my station, 3AW, but there is a real apprehension about letting the volume of COVID-19 cases into Melbourne. A lot of people feel that there is still a significant risk, even though these cases are currently in quarantine. I think a lot of people feel that there is a risk to Melbourne. Now, thankfully, the government and Tennis Australia are managing it well, but I think the disrespect that some players are showing, not the majority of players, but that some players are showing and complaining about the quarantine, there is a feeling that maybe they should just pack their bags and go home. I think the feeling will change once the tournament starts. At least I hope it will. But for the time being, there's no doubt that people would pass on the Australian Open in 2021.
Shane, great talking to you as always here on the program. Appreciate you taking the call here on Morning Ireland. We should say as well, commiserations to Shane this morning because India have beaten Australia in the cricket, won it by 3 wickets. The Aussies' first defeat of the Gabba since 1988. That is quite the upset there. Elsewhere, Arsenal beat Newcastle 3-0 to move into the top 10 in the Premier League. They're now 7 points off the Champions League places. Andy Reid has left his role as head coach with the Republic of Ireland under-18 side. He's joined Nottingham Forest and is part of the under-23 setup there. We have two big live games in the Guinness Pro 14 this weekend. On Saturday, it's Munster and Leinster at Thomond Park. Then on Sunday, Connacht up against Ospreys. Leinster have, well, they hope to have a number of key players back in the ranks for that big game in Limerick. Tadhg Furlong, though, is not quite ready for this one. But the Leinster forwards coach, Robin McBride, feels he's very close and he's of the opinion that he could play for Ireland in the Six Nations despite not having featured in a game for 12 months.
in the not too distant future. It's a very graduated return to play, as anybody can understand, because of the series of injuries that he's had. So they just want to make it 100% sure that he's right. He's taking a full part in units. So he's only got a few boxes to tick again, really. You know, it'll end a very frustrating time for Tadhg, who's kept himself going remarkably well, really. You know, with the Six Nations around the corner, I'm sure he's itching to get back then and chuck his hat in the ring as well. There are certain players who can just turn it on. They're just big match players who don't need that amount of game time before they're thrown in at the deep end. In my eyes, anyway, Tadhg is one of those players. You know, he's a class act, really.
Yeah, he certainly is. Finally, racing today at Clonmel. Action gets underway at 1:05. Sports updates throughout the day on the RTÉ Sport website and the RTÉ News app. Back to you, Mary.